This is an awful story, and I don't know how these always turn into being awful stories. Maybe I shouldn't. It's just I always go to bed with a pint of water by the side of the bed. I get very. I don't know you then. I get extremely thirsty. You like to get up and make that trip, do you?
Yeah.
No.
Down to the fridge.
Easy, but just bring the bottle, leave it by the bed. Glug. Pillows suffer in some nights, but anyway. And one night, when I was still living at home, glug, pint of water. But left about maybe an inch and a half of water in the bottom. In the morning, I woke up and leapt out of bed, skillfully avoiding the rattle on my bones. Landed on my feet, looked down at the pint of water, and there was a big, fat, blue bottle that maybe had been dead in it most of the night, and I'd been sucking away.
It's his brother who also died, and you should worry about.
I know exactly. I was thinking, I thought the chances there being two, but even so, that must have been bobbing against me top lip.
Wouldn't have done you any harm, just a bit more protein.
Sure. Oh, no, that's right.
It would have been holding its legs out trying to stop going up your nose, wouldn't it?
No, I don't know how, but anyway, there it was. So, by mistake, that was, and so that's the other things we want. We want how nuts are your parents, we want what have you trod on, we want spit tape. Certainly. We've got, who have we got there? It's Edwina, for example. Here's Edwina. Good morning, Edwina.
Hi, Danny.
Where the hell are you, Edwina?
I'm down in Camberwell.
In Camp SC5, some say. What do you want to tell us, my friend? What do you want to tell us?
Well, I want to tell you about my sister, actually. She found, when she was young, a baby bird fell out of a tree, and...
they always do.
No, they do, don't they?
You used to see lots of them.
It's sort of unfeathered and a bit ugly and stuff. She made a little nest for it in a box.
In a shoebox.
Yeah, and my dad gave her one of those sort of ink pipette things. And she gave it brandy and spent a whole day nurturing
it. Yeah, give it brandy, yeah.
Yeah, and then my mum came out and called her for tea, and she took it out the box, put it on the ground, and ground it into the ground.
Yeah,
so it's with her foot.
I know, unintentionally, of course.
Intentionally, and my mother was horrified.
You see, of course, you see, kids emotionally...
3-year-olds.
Kids emotionally go towards the small, fluffy furry, but they feel nothing about conducting on-the-spot experiments on rare nature. They feel nothing about it, and I can, you know, anyone listening rolls their eyes, but go tell kids. They do that stuff. They think it's... Well, if a kid were prime minister, if a kid were king of the world, would still be tying fireworks to balls. Because that's raw entertainment for the young mind until they learn better. Did she give it a name ever, do you know?
Oh, no.
Did you bury
she got
it?
A name instead.
Did you bury it? Did you shovel it up? Or did you...
Oh, no, there's nothing to shovel up.
Was there any scrapage?
Was there wasn't the hell's own job to flush, you know? I don't know. Just pre-warning anyone here, because... but anyway, there it's trod on a living...